We're talking with the Dean of Agriculture for Oklahoma State University's Division of Agriculture, Dr. Tom Kuhn. And Tom, you've been here at the livestock barns for the last several days here at Tulsa State Fair. And you know, as you've seen all these young people compete and get involved, what were your thoughts about, you know, how this type of an exercise is useful to these young people as they get ready for life and for maybe a spot at OSU?
Well, Ron, you know, it's real easy to focus on the activity here that we see, the sort of the ultimate stance of what these young people have done. What's really important is to know what's going on 6 months ago, 8 months ago, as they're preparing for this. And all through that time, what they've learned in this process, the discipline that it takes, the hard work, the intelligence, the understanding the science and nutrition and care of these animals, that today is just sort of the final frosting on the cake. But the substance of the cake is that experience that they've had. And they learn so much from that. They learn a lot about animal husbandry and so on, but they also learn a lot about themselves. They learn a lot about science. They learn a lot about business. They learn a lot about other adults who come and help them learn from this experience. So I can't think of anything better than this to prepare someone for college. And so, you know, it's fun to look out here and think, you know, a lot of these kids hopefully are thinking about going to Oklahoma State, and I sure hope to see them there. Even if they don't go to Oklahoma State, I hope that they see that this has taught them that they can go to college, they can succeed in college, and maybe they'll start somewhere else and then transfer to Oklahoma State. But it's just a tremendous experience to see what these young people go through, and my heart's just full from seeing all the adults that play a role in that, not just their parents, as important as they are, but people in the community, their extension people, the feed salespeople, the teachers, the agri-science teachers in the high school. A lot of people have a lot to do with the success of these young people. So we get a little bit of it today, but there's a whole lot behind it.
Right. You've had a chance to do quite a bit of traveling since you took on the role of dean here just a few months ago. Now, you've gotten a little bit of a taste of Oklahoma, haven't you?
I love it. I really do. I haven't seen enough of this part of the state. I've been over to Tulsa a few times, you know, as you said, a couple times this week with the fair. But I've got more to explore on this side. But the west side of Oklahoma, southwest, northwest, central Oklahoma, south Oklahoma, it's been beautiful. It's so diverse. And I still say I love the sunsets here. Although I wouldn't mind not having a sunset a couple of times just to get a little bit of rain out of those clouds. But it's a beautiful land. It's also a land of beautiful people. And my heart's really been touched by a lot of people I've encountered and grown to know. It's hard to imagine how many people I've met in 3 months. And how deeply they've affected me. But this is a wonderful place and wonderful people.